be a consecrated person.
That's a big point.
Romans 12:1, I exhort you, therefore, brothers, through the compassions of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, a holy, well-pleasing to God, which is your reasonable service. Okay, I exhort you, brothers. What is a sacrifice? See, it doesn't say to sacrifice, but be a living sacrifice. What is this? See, Paul is not talking about kind of a New Testament term. He's falling back on, he's pulling an Old Testament term, a word, and bringing it into this verse. And that is the word sacrifice. A sacrifice is something that was put on the altar in the Old Testament. And of course, it was consumed by fire, and that was a sweet savor to God. See, and here he says, we're not in that era. We don't need animal sacrifices or anything like that. But present your body in the principle so you would be a living sacrifice. You see, consumed by the fire of God, and you would be a sweet smelling savor to God. This is confirmed in 2 Corinthians 4. Okay. So that kind of sacrifice, present your bodies this way. You see, our bodies are really critical in following the Lord, because if we present our body, the rest of our being has to follow. Right? Present your body and your soul and your spirit has to go along. See, if your body's there and your soul and your spirit are elsewhere, your soul and spirit are struggling because they want to be elsewhere. But if you keep your body in the right place, your soul and your spirit eventually have to say, okay, I'll just go with you. See? That you're here tonight. You're in a good place. You got your body here. That meant your soul and spirit had a good chance to also be here. But if you're here in spirit only, we're not sure. You see, where your body is, you know, if someone says, I was with you in spirit, I don't know. Philippians 1:21, Paul says, for to me to live is what?
Christ.
Enough said. Case closed. Period. Slam the door shut. To live is Christ. To die is gain. What? That's a pretty simple view. You know, what's your life view? What's your world view? What's your philosophical this and that? Do you tend toward the Freudian thing, or are you more along the lines of Zola, or do you tend toward some of the other philosophers who base their philosophies around certain things, you know? Well, in just one sentence, Paul wrote a library about philosophy. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. It's a big library. So, whatever philosophy you happen to bump into in college, and there's a bunch of them. Some of them center around this aspect of human life, and others around this aspect of human life, and man is basically a creature of this type. Okay, I don't care. You may be right, you may be wrong. It doesn't matter. But what we should do as human beings is we should have a philosophy. For to me, to live is Christ, amen. Period, and to die is gain. Then it says, for you have been bought with a price. How about that? So then glorify God in your body, your body. It's a lot of emphasis on the body because other things just tend to go along, you know. But you bought your ball with a price. You're purchased. Okay, look, let's say you're an inanimate object. Let's say this pen. Let's give me this pen. Okay. Yep. Okay. How much is it worth?
$5.
Okay. Hold it. Okay. Okay. I reach in and I pull out the cash and I pay $10. Okay. Just be sure. Okay. $5. $5. I purchase this. Does it belong to you?
Not anymore.
The $10 is yours. Right. This is mine. Mm-hmm. You know, if I want to, you know, I can throw this on the floor and just smash it because I bought it.
True.
I can put lead in it and write. I can put toothpaste in it, but I have the right to do that. You see, because I bought it, and you gave up the right. You see, and I got the right. See, well, when Christ got us. See, he paid the price. He paid the ultimate price, and he bought us. Remember, we're here because he created us. That ought to be enough. But then he went and bought us on top of that. That's a double price. So we belong to him.
Amen.
So give it up. Give it up. You see, you're consecrated. You're a living sacrifice. Let the fire consume you. And take away all the negative stuff so just you and Christ are left and Christ lives in you. Then you'll be the consecrated person. Right? Then Paul's philosophy again is in Philippians 3:8. But moreover, I also count all things to be lost on account of the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. All things. Do you know how much all things meant to Paul? You realize he was top dog in his category of kinds of people. He was a Pharisee of the Pharisees, top dog, most cultured, most devout, most God fearing, most you name it. He gave it all up so that he could be a living sacrifice. He saw Christ. He saw the excellency of the knowledge of knowing Christ Jesus. And so he suffered the loss of all things. And then he counted all those things as garbage, refuse. That I may, what? Gain Christ. See, he's a consecrated person. Okay. How do you feel about being consecrated? See, this should be something I would give a message just on one point, a consecrated person. But I'm trying to give things that you can get into and so forth. And I can't, believe me, I could stay here and I could give you a lot. But anyway, I hope you listen and would be that kind of person.